This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Darnell Toth and his wife, Jessica Speziale of Toth Entertainment, have worked towards bringing an artist to Prince George Clyde Tenay for the past 10 years. And on April 28th, they were finally able to announce the realization of their goal to bring global superstar DJ Steve Aoki to town. Yes, here in the Northern Capital, amidst the sea of spruce trees, the world-renowned performer Steve Aoki will be ripping tracks at the CN Center on July 5th. Darnell Toth of Toth Entertainment, thanks for joining us at CIFA Radio Studios. Please spin us a tale. How did you pull this off?
Thanks for having me, first off. But a tale is, you said it, almost 10 years in the making. It was an idea that first came about as somebody who grew up and lived in Prince George. You know, entertainment happened, but there was always kind of holes, and everybody always wanted more entertainment. And I got to a point in my young youth when I was 18 years old that I was like, I don't know if Prince George is for me anymore. So I left for Kelowna at the time and ended up in Toronto. But the thought never left my mind of, man, there could be more entertainment in Prince George. We could have more. There's got to be a way.
You were continually thinking about home.
Exactly. Yeah, home. And I was coming back and visiting family, which at the same time through doing that was re-falling in love with Prince George over and over again. But it kind of just always lingered at me in the whole. And then I started working in the music industry and being exposed to how the industry works, how touring works and all of that stuff.
Do you want to tell us just a little bit about that? Like, you know, were you event promoting? Were you performing? What was the introduction to the taste of that?
Yeah, it started as music production. I went to Kelowna to do music production school. And through like working with artists, I started getting more into like the business side of how the music business actually operates, which led me to working with a company for a bit, being a booking agent myself, but on the opposite end of the spectrum. So what this company specialized in was bringing major hip-hop talent out of the States into Canada for tours. And I was recruited to be on the team that booked their shows for them. So that was like my first taste in how touring and entertainment worked at like a major level, like outside of the indie level.
After the adventure outside of Prince George Clairetonnet, when you went out as a young man to make your fortune in the world, you eventually came back to Prince George. What was the draw? Was it romance? Was it work? What brought you back here in our community?
A change of life and a re-fall in love with Prince George. Like, I would come here and visit, and I'd met Jess, my wife now, in Toronto. We'd come back and visit, and every time we came back, it was just like, wow, the lifestyle here is what we would imagine we would want to live. Like, when we think about what we want to do with our lives, Prince George is kind of like the perfect place to have a family, raise a family, access the outdoors, and get away from the hustle and bustle of living in downtown Toronto.
And hopefully bring some of the superstar power along with you when you come back.
Yes.
Locally, event promoters and entertainers often refer to Prince George as the, air quotes here, last minute town when it comes to selling tickets. In your ticket sales model, the idea is that the sooner people buy tickets, the cheaper they will be. Definitely a great incentive to sell more upon announcement, but that's a potentially risky scenario, right? If the majority isn't sold soon, and then you're left with, say, more than 50% of the stadium yet to sell, and the prices continue to climb closer and closer to the date of performance, you might have to end up eating your words and selling a wad of tickets for low prices just to get the headcount up and recoup costs. I'm sure it's not cheap to bring in talent at this level. In that event, the earlier buyers can feel slighted. The last minute buyers are inadvertently rewarded. It can sour the mood of an event. You know all this. So please tell us how you got to the point of taking the entrepreneurial risk and rolling the dice on this sales model. What gave you the confidence to do it?
Years of being in the community again, like being back, living here. You know, you brought up Prince George is known as a last minute town. There's no point in denying or try to hide that. That's one challenge of making something happen in Prince George, but there's a lot of challenges to make something this big happen in Prince George. And we decided to just take each problem and tackle it head on. How are we going to address this problem? How are we going to address this problem? How are we going to address this problem? And something I don't think people of Prince George realize is that last minute ticket buying effect has an impact on us being able to book artists. Artists are very conscious of the ticket sales, how tickets going for them. And that's a guide they use to if they're going to play here. So, you know, the more Prince George actually buys tickets in advance for events, the better it looks on us when we go sell Prince George to these artists. But we just took it as a head on. This is a challenge that people have and Prince George has. And we decided, hey, we'll just go head on. And how can we try to mitigate that as much as possible? And when it comes to like the EDM space as well, tiered ticket pricing isn't anything new. If you've gone to a festival or anything like that, they generally operate on it. So we thought, why not give the people who are going to be the most excited the best value they can? And if you want to straggle in and have a bit of FOMO at the end of the day, you're just going to have to pay a little more to enjoy the experience.
That last minute concept was actually a regional local problem that you're actually trying to address and tackle with this event simultaneously.
Yeah, because it's about, you know, what we're doing is about more than this one event too. You know, like as I'm a normal citizen who lives in Prince George, and I love concerts. It's a passion. Concerts are one of like the greatest live experiences to me that anybody can have. So the more that come here, the better. So it's not only about doing event, it's trying to like rechange the perception of how Prince George purchases tickets and what kind of events can come here.
In that scenario, how are sales going so far? Does it feel like that risk or this model is paying off?
They are going great. People rushed out. I think pre-sale exceeded our expectations that day, especially when you had to like hop through a few hoops to get your code. So we had goals, obviously, as a business and a thing, and we exceeded all our goals. And ticket sales are going fabulous. The town is showing up and showing that they're excited for this so far.
And today is only 3 days following the initial announcement, right?
Correct.
Today is Friday, May 1st, for the record. Steve Aoki is an EDM or electronic dance music entertainer. This style of music lends itself well to a club setting. Obviously, he's played to massive audiences at festivals and stadiums before, but the CN Center is a stadium, not a club. In lieu of that, there is this club orbit phrase on the event banner. What is this club orbit thing?
We had to build an event that could also be repeatable in the end and something that we could continually bring artists to play. And what's happening is the show is a 360-degree show. So that's where orbit comes from. The stage is literally in the center of the arena. Imagine the Jumbotron down super low over top for all the visuals, surrounded by a you know, flown lighting and audio everywhere. And the idea was you had to create like a vibe. Cities have mega clubs, things like that. And it was, we want you to walk into the CN Center and you not feel like you're at the CN Center. We want you to walk into the CN Center and feel like you're having an experience that you would have had to pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars to travel to Vancouver, Calgary, or Las Vegas. So the club kind of vibe came from, let's give people something they don't get here. Let's do something that's different.
For those who aren't aware, Steve Aoki is a multi-platinum artist specializing not just in DJing and EDM music, but the art of spectacle.
Yes.
Can you share with the audience what kind of experience Steve Aoki will be bringing with him?
He is a high energy party. That's why he was at our top of a list to bring here, because there's one thing, if you've ever seen Steve Aoki, he brings a party. It's a party. It's a good time. His sets are high energy. They keep you dancing. They keep you engaged. And, you know, lots of people's favorite part is he throws cakes.
You might get a free meal during
yes.
the show. With the exception of the VIP section, this is actually an all-ages event, isn't it? That makes a great opportunity for a lot of young people to be able to experience mainstream pop culture further north beyond the Lower Mainland. What is your rationale to make this an all-ages event? I mean, it expands the market for sales, certainly, but beyond that?
Inclusivity and wanting to enjoy entertainment. Actually, it's funny that you bring that up, because growing up in Prince George, when I was under 19, there was like Sum 41 and these great shows would come and I could never go to them because I was underage. And it was always like, damn.
Your heart would just be broken again and again.
Yeah. And so it's not just the adults that are hurting for entertainment. It's also the youth who want to see more happening and have those experiences. And when you're younger too, you're under 18, it's a lot harder for you to just pick up and travel to Vancouver to go see something like the same way as somebody who's older could. So we just wanted to make sure it was inclusive for the community as much as it could be. You know, we're not expecting like lots of young ones, but if you're 16 and over, it's going to be a fabulous experience, the same as if you had to travel to a festival or something like that.
And yes, it's great that young folks can access this event, but what do you think the target market for the event is? Like, I haven't done a survey, but I imagine a lot of people under 30 in our community may not know who Steve Aoki is, you know, despite his presence in mainstream pop culture. They might know because of this announcement. It's a bit of a shock to our community, but what are your thoughts on that?
He is very, like, the 30 under crowd will definitely be a big pull because he's, as much as Steve is even getting up there in age, like when I started going to clubs, he was rising and being popular, but he is very relevant still. He's a prolific artist. He has stayed relevant. He still plays all the major festivals. He's still releasing music. We actually expect a way bigger, like, millennial crowd than we could even imagine, because it's lots of nostalgia, in a sense, for people still, in the sense that he's been around long enough that, you know, when I was 19, he was a big deal, still a big deal. And when there's not much happening, it's like, I'll take my wife for a night out and go have a dance party with Steve Aoki. It's one of the biggest parties Northern BC has ever seen.
On the nuts and bolts side of this, you know, logistics from the business end, how are you able to pull the strings to make this happen? Like, I'm aware that Steve Aoki is playing in Calgary before he comes to Prince George, BC. And I believe after he has a residency performing in Las Vegas. How does it all fit together, though? How do the big stars show up in Prince George?
A lot of stars aligning, a lot of selling Prince George on you know, why I should come here. And then, we mentioned I was the opposite side of the spectrum. I was a booking agent for a while. So I understand the game a bit from their perspective and what they're looking for and the kinds of things that we would need to do to make it happen. But the kinds of things we would need to do to make it happen in a place like Prince George, where there's many obstacles you're up against. So one of the things is like him being in the region was very helpful to trying to make that happen.
The region of Western Canada.
The region of Western Canada.
Super vast here. Okay.
Yeah, it'd be much harder to bring in somebody who, you know, lives in Miami in for a one-off show where they're flying in for. So him being in the region was definitely, like, helpful to the strategy. And like I said, the stars aligning. There's just, like, lots of pieces that the venue has to be available and open. There's got to be, like, no kind of other major events going on around the same time. Production companies have to not be booked. So it's kind of like a bunch of feeling people out a bunch, feeling what you need support-wise out. And then as soon as you kind of start getting yeses from each of them, it's like, oh, wow, this could be a thing. Let's go try and get the artist we want to get.
And you mentioned the aspect of selling Prince George. What's involved in that? What do you have to do to perk people's ears up and entertain this location seriously in a context like this?
Well, that's it. We have to show we're serious players. We have to show we can bring, when you're dealing with an international superstar like this, their expectations are high. You know, expectations on what's the crowd going to be like, what's the venue like, what's production going to be like. So they lay all these kind of obstacles in front of you, and you have to say, no, in Prince George, we have production companies that are capable of putting on the kind of show you expect. We have a world-class venue that's hosted superstar artists for 30 years. We have a crowd that's passionate and hungry for this kind of entertainment. So it's just like, it's selling Prince George, showing them that, you know, if you Google us, we're just a little town and a dot in the middle of BC, but we can bat at the same level as a major city does. And it's just showing them that we have that capability.
Where can we get tickets to see Steve Aoki at the CN Center in Prince George, Clairvaux-Dunaï on July 5th, 2026?
Yeah, Tickets North, your home of tickets. And once again, we talked about the tiered ticket pricing. The sooner you get your tickets, the better the value. And then you won't have to pay for your FOMO.
What is next for Toth Entertainment? Let's assume the sells out in the next 2 days and you're planning the next thing. Do you know what it is? Do you have something in the works?
Not necessarily like specific in the works, but we're not here to do a one-off thing.
Okay.
The idea of Orbit is something that can be repeatable.
So that Orbit concept of kind of having the club experience within an arena, this has potential to bring more acts in under that banner.
Exactly.
And experience.
Exactly. So from the DJ EDM, it's set up to be like a pop-up club for a night. Okay. And the idea is Prince George, it could pop up anytime. But at the same time, outside of that, like I'm a rocker and a metalhead at heart. At the same time, I love listening to like more modern country. And we really want to fill the void of entertainment in this town. So there's nothing like specifically on the books. And why that is mostly is because it's a lot of work to make something happen here. So what it is once this event's done, you know, we put our head down and say, what kind of thing can we make happen next? Then we get to work.
Right. There are limitations in that, which kind of pushes promoters like yourself to be creative in who to bring to town and when and so on. Like you mentioned earlier, the stars kind of have to align in the sense of availability, competing dates in other places, which artist happens to be in the air quotes here area, thinking the very large swath of Western Canada. Where do you put your ear to the ground to kind of figure out who's coming through and when and who are potential acts that could come through? Where's your limitations in that? You can't just pull, Elvis Costello randomly out of your brain and then make it happen. Things show up and then you kind of take advantage, right?
Well, exactly. And, you know, there's artists that I love that I don't, you know, I would love to have them in Prince George, but I don't think they would do well in Prince George. Because we are a small market, so there kind of is this balance of, is the artist mainstream enough? Because if they're too niche, like in Vancouver, great, you can have that niche and lots of people know them and they're still a big artist. But in Prince George, you kind of need some mainstream appeal to have enough. And then that's to your point, like you got to work with artists' touring cycles. Where are they going to be? Like there's some people that we would love to have to Prince George, but who knows? When they're going to go on tour again, if they tour, are they going to be in the region? Are they going to be interested in coming up here if they are? So there's a lot of that game to play, and it's just keeping the ear to the ground, monitoring where artists are going to be, talking to agents in advance so their agents can update us on if they're going to be in the area or things like that. And also what's helpful is the more stuff that happens in Northern BC, there's more music festivals popping up all the time, the better it is because it means more artists are going to be floating around.
You're mixing around in this world of big players and big event centers, big venues, and you have to deal with big players like Ticketmaster, Live Nation, which have been referred to as like the monopolies of entertainment. And here in Prince George, we do have some ways around that, like through Tickets North. But what's your experience of dealing with that, but in our more local context of Prince George or Northern BC? How does that affect what you do?
You know, we are like a small player in the world, and it's super cool that we don't have a Ticketmaster. We have a locally owned ticketing platform, which is spectacular because that's a very rare thing.
Yeah, does that open up options for you?
Well, it makes doing ticketing easy because instead of having to work with a massive organization where when you're looking for some data or you need to update something, you're passed around to five different people in a different place, it's nice when it's local, an email or a phone call away. It's all managed, it's all help. But from a perspective of like dealing with those larger companies is there's gatekeepers in any industry, anything. Sure. And it's just our best to kind of like, how can we play the game so that we can weasel Prince George in there and be on the radar of these major organizations who might not even like realize we're here or have forgotten about us.
Somehow we're flying underneath the radar of that here in Prince George through Tickets North and the CN Center. It's interesting how that
it saves us that we are small in Prince George because, you know, when people read the news about the Ticketmaster or Live Nation stuff, like if you're Calgary and Edmonton, that's where you're really getting it because now you got two big arenas who are competing with the same talent. And if, you know, if Live Nation has an artist touring and Edmonton's a Ticketmaster venue and Calgary's not, where do you think they're going to send their artist, right? But we, in a sense, because we're Prince George, we have our own ticketing thing, there's no competition around us. It kind of works in our favor in that aspect then.
There are advantages.
There are advantages.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your perspective on this. It's really interesting to get an insight on how a local business can bring in talent that is operating globally here to Prince George, Clairitonnée, the Northern Capital. Thanks so much for your time, Darnell. Speaking with us today in Seaford Studios is Darnell Toth of Toth Entertainment. Him and his wife, Jessica Speziale, are bringing in Steve Aoki to the CN Center July 5th, 2026. Get your tickets at ticketsnorth.ca.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. This is Ian Gregg reporting for Seaford Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.